From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The suffering continues in Aleppo. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim on Sunday rejected a UN proposal that would grant autonomy to the embattled eastern sector of Aleppo, where rebels seeking to topple the government of Bashar al-Assad have been locked in a months-long battle with Russian-backed government forces. Mualim insisted the rebels, who he refers to as terrorists, must leave eastern Aleppo. He said no government would allow its citizens to be left as hostages to thousands of gunmen. The proposal was made by UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, in Damascus to allow rebel-held sector to be governed by a local administration if jihadists fighting alongside rebels leave the city.
Local administration should be respected and left. And here we had a major disagreement. The government, through Minister Mualim, categorically rejected the idea of maintaining the current local administration.
The UN envoy proposed sending a UN verification team to Aleppo to examine widespread claims that government aircraft have bombed and knocked out a series of hospitals. He warned that time was running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. Voters in Mali went to the polls on Sunday for their first election since a 2012 coup aimed at filling posts in the rest of north vacant since Islamist militants took advantage of a Tuareg rebellion. Militants were driven out the next year by a French intervention force but continue to pose a security threat to UN peacekeepers. Thousands of local officials were on the ballot across the country as the government seeks to implement a peace agreement. Low voter turnout was reported due to security concerns. This is VOA News. Leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific nations ended their annual summit in Lima, Peru on Sunday with a call to resist trade protectionism and protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact with or without the United States. They pledged to work toward ratifying TPP as a path to sustainable, balanced, and inclusive growth despite the political climate. President Obama addressed the issue in his closing remarks.
When it comes to trade, I believe that the answer is not to pull back or try to erect barriers to trade, given our integrated economies and global supply chains that would hurt us all. But rather, the answer is to do trade right, making sure that it has strong labor standards, strong environmental standards, that it addresses ways in which workers and ordinary people can benefit rather than be harmed by global trade.
President-elect Donald Trump has strongly criticized the TPP and has vowed to end U.S. participation and renegotiate other trade deals that he says has cost U.S. jobs. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance's actions over the years have been defensive and proportionate, in line with international commitments. Addressing a NATO Parliamentary Assembly meeting in Istanbul on Monday, Stoltenberg touched on relations with Russia, the failed coup attempt in Turkey, and presidential elections in the United States.
The partnership between Europe and the United States has been rock solid for almost 70 years. A partnership that has always received bipartisan support in the United States.
He said the fight against terrorism has benefited mightily from the training that NATO provides.
This training is an important contribution to the fight against ISIL.
On relations with Russia, Mr. Stoltenberg said the alliance is pursuing a two-track approach of strong defense coupled with meaningful dialogue. Authorities in Afghanistan say a suicide blast at a Shiite mosque in Kabul on Monday killed at least 33 people and wounded scores more. The bomber entered the crowded Bakir-ul-Ulum Mosque during a ceremony and detonated the explosive strapped to his body among the worshippers. General Faridun Obaidi, head of Kabul's Criminal Investigation Department, told reporters that powerful explosion wounded more than 50 people. He added that the dead and the wounded were all civilians. And in Haiti on Sunday, a long-delayed election casting ballots for president and a legislature. More than 6 million people were registered to vote to choose among 27 presidential candidates vying to succeed Michel Martelly, who left the presidency in February. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.